This is RSBNB Update, episode 181, recorded Thursday, December 4th, 2008. Get ready to sing! Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this fabulous show called RSBNB Update. Brad is here.
Yo.
Who was...
I never say yo.
I only say yo when you introduce me to the show. I'm hello.
Who was a bit late this week because he was having some technical difficulties.
Okay, means... the really retarded thing about my microphone was it was muted, but you could still slightly hear me. So I thought there was just something wrong, but there wasn't. My microphone was just muted.
Anyways, as I was saying, that means that I was actually ready to start before him once.
Oh, yeah, first time ever.
And yes, of course I did. Mike, of course, I started the recording. I started the recording before I even started the Skype call.
All right, because you've forgotten a few times that I've been on.
Okay, and as you can hear, that's Mike there, who is the co-owner and person who is empowered with all things Linux. So if you have any Linux questions, go to him.
I don't know. I don't like doing tech support.
Okay, so, well, don't do that.
Or Shane instead.
No. Anyways, so yeah, that's Mike. Just a bit of a... I'm just trying to be over... what's the word? I'm covering my bases here because, well, apparently the first time when I did the little transition about the recording, I wasn't heard. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. So Shane's going to cut that whole spiel out.
Yeah.
Probably.
Anyways, so yeah. So how are both you guys doing this week?
I'm fine.
That's
but we did
good.
The stuff at the end.
Yeah, well, we'll do it at the end again anyways. But yes, yeah, so moving on. Postbag from the Hedge. Anybody have any favorites?
Wah, wah.
Oh.
That sound really sums up my thoughts.
Oh, really? That's like what it is every time.
No way.
Like that?
That's it. I'm good at it.
There you go. Anyways, so Mike, do you have any favorites?
I can't say I've read it.
Oh, okay. I have one sort of that's to the Ignatius Vulcan Hickton and Wilfred the Woodsman Tudor talking about cursed magic trees. Anyways. About cursed magic trees.
You started talking about that before we were recording and I, you know, dozed off. Stopped listening.
Anyways, so it says before the Ignatius Vulcan guy, before he could put the fire out, the smoke had formed into the shape of a king black dragon, and Varrock was thrown into a complete state of panic.
Except none of this is real, so it doesn't really
Hickton,
matter.
Hickton's made a bow out of this tree, right? Then gave it to his apprentice to shoot, then the arrow came back at him and hit his apprentice, but luckily his apprentice was wearing a large steel 18 today badge, so I guess he was turning 18, just like you, Brad.
Yes.
And of course, Wilfred, who was chopping the tree, had his axe go flying up in the air. So as usual, Postbag from the Hedge, read this. You know, they actually did put this out, I think, last week after we finished recording.
They always do it after we finish recording.
It's like a conspiracy.
So you had something to talk about this week.
Yeah,
yes,
they must do that. And then, of course, we got the December behind the scenes. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
We got Falador and Fremenic Achievement Diaries coming out.
Both within the month.
Yeah. We also got changes to Steel and Creation, which we talked about last week.
Yes, yeah, discuss those.
20 new hairstyles. That's good.
They copied World of Warcraft added new hairstyles with the latest expansion.
There's some rather interesting styles inspired by Ak-Haranu, a visitor from the unexplored Eastern Realms. Perhaps next year you will unearth more fashions from these interesting folk. Only time will tell.
So that's a hint at the Eastern Lands.
Yes. And, of course, we are going to RuneScape en Francais, oui, oui?
Oh, God.
With the French servers.
Bet you any time a British person or anybody who is not French, especially the Germans, any time a German logs into the French server, all the French NPCs will put their white flags up. The French coward.
See, the week the French servers come out, we're going exécuter les updates en français.
Oh my God.
That basically means perform the update in French.
No way. I did take an educated guess at that, even though I know no French.
Anyway, so French, I don't know. We'll have more fun to talk about that later when that comes out. And then finally, this month, they talk about the Christmas event, which will be, of course, a quest, as we talked about, and the favorite Christmas cards that we all voted for over the last 2 weeks, and the Santa suit. What?
You know, the option which you made people vote for, and you would read out their name if they did.
Oh, yeah.
That was the list we had. I call that the ultimate sad list. People who actually did something that Shane told them. Oh, that's how Hitler got started.
How big is this list?
Five people.
Oh.
And then, the majority of the listening population are fine.
And then there is also people on MSN who said that they agreed with me, but they didn't send me a PM. Warren, Paul, Chief Snake.
But they don't want their names being read out.
Brad, you just got quieter. Oh yeah, I think Jeff was one as well. But anyways. Yeah, so that's behind the scenes.
Jeff doesn't even play RuneScape though.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, well, you know he likes Christmas cards. Anyway, so, yeah, we're pretty much done with RuneScape stuff, so if one of you guys wants to take the first question.
I don't mind.
Okay.
I'll read this, because it has obviously such a crappy first line. Hey, Shane, you suck.
Right off it, the says you it says you rock.
Okay, fine. Hey, Shane, you... I can't say that. Right off the flying rest of too, but Brad is awesome, and your podcast rules only when Brad is on.
It doesn't say that.
Okay, fine. I'll try. Hey, Shane, you rock. Cast rules. Since you say farming is so cool, you've made me want to start doing it. How can you make money off of farming? Can you tell us where to start farming and how to make money and the basics of farming? Those websites that sell gold say that they get their money by farming it. Okay, can you tell how to do it? Question from Bruno. Before the chain actually answers that question, I want to make a distinction between farming and farming gold. Farming is obviously a skill in RuneScape. Farming gold means a way of a quick, easy way these companies make gold. They aren't actually using farming to make the gold. It's just a saying. Farming gold. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. So, as to how a real farmer does it, basically what a real farmer would do is they would go to this place called the Grand Exchange and buy a whole bunch of herb seeds. If you're feeling adventurous, runner, but, you know, those have a chance of dying and you'll lose 20k per, so I wouldn't advise those. But Quorum are generally the best to go with, and then...
What if he's low level?
Well, you basically need to do Quorum farming in order to make profit, or runner farming.
If you can still make profit with any herbs, though.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. How many people are going to be out there buying Guam, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just saying Quorum is the best. But then, as we said before, you can offset your other farming costs, your trees and stuff, with these seeds, so there's no reason not to farm. Brad?
Yes, there's every reason not to farm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. And if you want to... guide on farming, you can check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/rsbnbstaff. We have some farming videos there on how to get started. And if you follow that regimen for a good year, you'll be 99.
It's not youtube.com/rsbnbstaff. It's youtube.com/user/rsbnbstaff.
No. Go try it. It works.
rsbnbstaff. How the hell does that work? Do we have to do the start? Okay. Forget it. Edit that out. I said something stupid. Edit out. Edit that.
Okay. I'll edit that out. Okay. So thank you, Bruno. Next question.
Oh, I'll take it, I guess. The Canadian collation. Thoughts and opinions. Will it pass? Will Harper dissolve government? What will the Governor General say, etc.? That's from Colin.
Brad, what's your thoughts?
Well, as the people or anybody who has a vague interest in this will know, is the current state of play is that Parliament's been suspended until January, yes?
Yep, 26.
I think it's stupid because all it's because the vote was scheduled for Monday, right?
Yep.
So all it's going to do is delay the vote. It's not going to solve anything.
No. But they're tabling the budget on the 27th.
So do they think that's going to make the opposition say, hey, we're not going to, you know, have a chance at, you know, going into government ourselves? We're going to, if they put out a good economy, we'll forgive them. No, of course they're still going to call the vote. Unless the current government actually force anything to stop them calling the vote, I don't see why the Bloc Quebec and the MPC and whatever the hell they are and the Liberals wouldn't. Is it NDC or MPC? It's NDC.
NDP.
DP. See, I had MPC and NDC. I just, the C wasn't needed.
Okay. So, Brad, you're for it?
For the coalition?
Yes.
No, see, my solution to this whole problem, which Shane disagrees with, I think they should just have a referendum, which you probably don't do in your country because you're stupid, in which people have two options, either the current government as it is or the coalition government.
The last referendum was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the thing is, our elections are often turned into something like a referendum, so...
But I think if you were to have an election to solve this issue, it would be stupid because you could end up where you are now after another election with the Conservatives still in a minority.
But the thing is, they'd have to campaign that anything but the Conservative majority is equal to the coalition.
You could be in the same
people
situation.
People could still choose the same.
Yeah, exactly.
So a referendum gives you a clear answer of what people want, Conservative government or the coalition government.
Yeah, well, maybe they should do that, because there's over 200,000 signatures on a petition for that, to stop it. Mike, what do you think?
Well, the whole thing is just, like, silly how they're going about this. I don't know, just going for a collation, they're not working to resolve anything.
Yeah, it's a power grab. It's a power grab by somebody who had the worst showing for his party since Confederation in 1867. So you got to really ask what the motive is here, you know?
He talks like Kermit the Frog.
Do an impression.
No, I can't do a Kermit the Frog impression.
Yeah, so I personally don't think it should go ahead. As I've said, it seems like just some sort of why should somebody who got such a low percentage of the vote be leading on this, you know? And then also, you got to come up into the thing, what about the western provinces, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC, who basically don't have any Liberal MPs, you know? So that's also got to come up. And then another thing that they're gambling on is that the public will listen to them based on economic action. Because if anybody who has taken or knows about the economies of a big country, it takes between 12 and 18 months for any sort of little changes, or any change for that matter, to be felt. So really there's no point to pushing all this money into it, because just look at how it didn't help the U.S., so it's a waste of money, I say.
I think, if anything, this event has shown a flaw in the Westminster system, which is the system that both Canada and the United Kingdom use, because your current government are in power, yet they have a minority. To my knowledge, that's not happened in recent times here. Sure, I think it would be better. I think the system the US use, where the election of a president or a head of state is done completely separate from any sort of House of Representatives.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that too.
Would completely, you would never run into a system like this in the US, would you? Because
yeah,
it doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like there's as much choice in the US. There's either one or the other.
Yeah, I guess that's
That's basically what it is here too with our current system. If you wanted real choice, you'd need to go to a proportional representation system.
Mm.
Because you know how first past the post works.
Yes.
So
I guess.
Yeah. So so anybody else have anything on that one before we prorogue that question? To use such a nice term, suspend that question for discussion later in January.
No, we're going to suspend that question until the end of January. Back to it.
Okay. Anybody? No? Yes?
Anything else?
Okay. Dear Brad and Shane and Mike, as that wasn't written, but I'm going to throw that in because it's always nice to read all the names.
Hurry up, read the damn question.
As I not so recently got an iPhone 3G, I was wondering what you guys thought of it. I love it. Also, what do you guys think of the App Store? That's from Earth271072. So, Mike, you want to go first?
Well, I'm against all things Apple now. So...
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. The iPhone's pretty nice, but I don't really care for it.
Okay.
As for the App Store, like they always advertise how well, you buy an iPhone and then buy all these apps for it. Why isn't there anything free? Like, I guess there is.
There are free apps, and most of the apps are under $10. So.
Well, that's pretty expensive.
They're probably quite small. You're not just going to buy like one or two. If you're going to, you're probably going to get tons.
Remember that I Am Rich app with the red gem?
Oh, that was stupid. I don't know if I mentioned the app. No, I've talked to Shane about it, but have I mentioned the App Store advertisement on TV here?
Yep.
That's...
Oh.
But...
Oh, yeah, not on the show, but... You have...
Yeah, well, basically, they have... I thought it was one that was banned, but apparently, no, it's not. Another one was banned. This one's still shown, because I saw it the other night. But basically, they have somebody holding an iPhone, going into the App Store, downloading an app, using it, and it's all done within about 10 seconds, you know, into the App Store, download. And then at the very end, at the bottom of the screen, some text flashes up that says, process sped up and steps removed.
You know,
that's like
yeah.
Movie of the iPhone with which it's stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
Apple's advertising department seriously fail.
It's probably done for time, you know. Because
well, no,
save
I mean
time on my videos, I always speed certain parts up.
Yeah, but you can have like a 30-second advertisement slot in this country. They could probably make a much fairer representation of just getting into the App Store in 30 seconds. That was I saw an article about this on Dig, and a lot of the comments were obviously from Apple fanboys, which were like, oh, you know, well, it was obviously because of the time constraints of the advert. You've got 30 seconds, and they show this person going into the App Store, downloading and using in about 15. You've still got another 15 seconds to use. I don't think that's a valid excuse.
Okay. Either of you have anything else?
Apple sucks.
Says the person who returned his Mac.
I didn't return it, I sold it on to another poor sucker who was really happy with it.
That's good. As for me, I pretty much agree with what you two have said about the App Store and how they're misfairly representing it, I guess would be the word. But I think that the iPhone did act as sort of a benchmark for phone technology in general, something for people to aim at, you know? But, yeah, that's my thoughts on it. I personally wouldn't get one due to the very insane data rates that we have here in this country. So
the only way I'd want to aim at an Apple product is with a shotgun.
Oh, my. Thank you, Earth. Brad, you can take the next one.
There's a sacred clay harpoon, harpooning for swordfish. Better than a lobster pot, catching lobsters in experience time. How about money time? My fishing level is 73. That question is from Ben, and my answer is I have no idea.
I'm going to wager a guess at this because I haven't tried this device for harpooning, but I'm going to say that it might be better because it does indeed increase the XP compared to a lobster pot, but I think overall at the end of the day, if you're even using that, why not just go to Shiloh Village and do fly fishing because that's the best for XP per hour. So, that's
well, maybe he wants to make some money at the same time.
Well, maybe.
What does that harpoon even do? I'm not.
It increases your XP.
Oh.
The sacred clay harpoon.
How many uses does it have?
I don't know. I know you have to go back to the game and recharge it.
Yeah, most of those kind of items, it's not really worth doing because you spend so much time doing the game.
You need 20,000 stealing creation points, and you get a 5.5 XP bonus. While fishing. It has 100 uses, one use counting as one fish per catch.
And you still get tuna too, or?
Yeah, it seems
or you just
so.
Get, or do you just get swordfish?
Yeah, it does swordfish and tuna.
Oh.
So.
Well, monkfish would probably be a better alternative.
Yeah, monkfish if you're going for money then.
Monkfish is dirt slow though. I mean, I was with like 96, 97 fishing, I was getting like anywhere from 30 to 50k an hour. 50k an hour if you were lucky.
It was still better than lobsters though.
Yeah,
for my testing.
Yeah.
I guess it's alright for money. I was able to sell them quite easily.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not that big of a fan of the sacred clay thing, so as Mike said, go for monkfish, or if you just want pure experience, go for the thingy in Shiloh Village. I forget what it's called.
Fly fishing?
Yes, there we go. Thank you, Ben. Haven't heard from you in a long time. Good to see a question submitted again. I'll take the next one. What is your favorite food? Keep up the bodacious show. That's from Sir Ravage 6. P.S. Hey, you're right. My thieving icon does look off-center.
Hey. I mean, that wasn't funny.
So, favorite food?
Seafood.
Okay.
I know we had that question a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I probably gave a completely different answer.
Yeah, what kind of seafood? What kind of fish?
Fish. I know I like prawns. Prawns are nice. Mussels are nice. Crab is nice, lobster is nice. I don't know, just seafood in general.
Yeah, see, I like that kind of stuff too, but we can't get it here. Even if we can, it's overly expensive because it has to be shipped inland, you know?
Yeah.
So, you should continue Fishy Friday.
I don't even use that vlog anymore.
Mike?
Steak. That's my favorite.
Any specific type of steak? Like horse steak, pig steak?
Well, beef.
Okay.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium. Yeah, well's too much. It's too dry.
What about you, Brad?
How do I like my steak?
Yeah, how do you cook it?
But I don't have steak often. It's not
okay.
I don't mind it. Like...
Okay. Well, I don't know. I really don't know what to say for this. I think it's easier to say to do a knot and say anything that doesn't involve cheese and pasta. So, that's what I got.
Yeah,
what's
your favorite, though?
I don't know what my favorite is. Like, everything is good. I don't have favorites, I don't think. So.
Well, what would you have like once a week or every day if you could?
If you're being executed, what would you have for your last meal?
That's an interesting way to put it. I don't know, I'd have to say meatloaf.
How boring.
That meatloaf is good fun. It tastes good too. Anyways, Thank you, Sir Rabbit Six, with the Bodacious Show. Mike, next one.
Oh, throughout all the shows I've listened to, you guys are always speaking of that person. You won't say he or she's name. You always just say you're thinking who I am thinking, or you know who. My question is, who are you talking about? And that's from Schoolboy.
Okay, I'll answer this, right? It's not like we deliberately go out of the way of mentioning her name. It's sort of become like an inside joke now whenever we sort of... any subject sort of might be relative to her, such as the country where she lives, Australia. We sort of, you know, laugh and go, oh, you know, yeah. It isn't like we're sort of going out of our way to avoid saying her name. It's just like it sort of is an inside joke. But the person is an ex-moderator on the RSPNB forums whose name is Chrisala. She lives in Australia and is a degenerate, currently spending 12 hours a day playing World of Warcraft. That was the last time I spoke to her, about a year ago. I doubt anything a little has changed since then. But yeah, she basically went crazy and turned into a psychopath, which is about the time she got removed from the staff and banned. And since then, we make fun of her whenever a relative topic arises. So yeah, I hope that answer has been useful to you. If it hasn't, yeah.
Next one. Have you ever considered doing a special WoW edition of RSPNB Update? I think it would be a pretty interesting episode to do during some of Jagex's downtime, since updates won't be released as often anymore. Perhaps you could have some WoW-playing guests on as well. Sounds like an attempt to come on the show, doesn't it? It's from Total Plox.
Or to get somebody he knows on the show. Hint, 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 hint.
Like who?
Yeah, I think we all know.
I don't.
Well, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
I don't think that would be a very good idea for several reasons. Number one being, I am the only person on the show regularly who knows anything about World of Warcraft, so therefore if Shane was on it as well, he would have no idea what was being discussed. Number two, the World of Warcraft podcast that I've listened to aren't structured as ours is, dealing with updates, since World of Warcraft is updated very sporadically. It's not sort of, it can go 6 months without a content update, during which time you'd probably have... I mean, you'd have plenty more content to discuss when it was updated, but I don't think we'd be able to make it work as we have made RSPNB Update work. And number three, I just don't think there would be that much of an audience for it. There are plenty of good World of Warcraft podcasts out there with, you know, much more professional editing and almost run as, you know, proper TV shows. And I think they have a pretty much... big audience that's devoted to them. I don't think anybody's going to want to listen to what I have to say about World of Warcraft or what anyone else who we might be able to get on has to say. And finally, I don't play it half as much as I used to, so I couldn't really give it justice.
The only way to make it work would be to focus on somewhere that's more narrow, like focus on one of the World of Warcraft skills, you know, rather than everything. That would be the only way to work.
That would be like a 30-second podcast.
I could talk about farming every week.
No, you could, but nobody wants to hear it.
Mike, you have anything to say on that?
I don't know. I think it'd be like all right to do one episode. It'd just be for people from RSPNB mostly. Like, some of the guests play World of Warcraft. Maybe they don't listen to other podcasts or anything.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do one week when there's no content update. Then we'll see. But I'll be rather useless. I will say that beforehand. But anyways, oh yeah, and Total Plox, keep listening. Next one, maybe Mike.
Is there any reason why you said that?
Oh, just wait, you'll see.
All right. Oh, I'll take it then. Dear Brad and Shane, do you guys have any airsoft guns? If you do, what kinds? I have a crappy pistol and an M14, shoots 300, 400 FPS. I'm getting a rifle that shoots 480 to 500 FPS. BBS are 6 millimeters across and hurt when hit against bare skin or loose clothing. FPS stands for feet per second. Thanks, keep up the great show. And that's from Latius221.
Well, the answer is no.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not, I don't know, I wouldn't see the point to having those, you know? Like, what would be the point? Shoot birds? Well,
but they do it like a hobby, like paintballing.
It's like it's like team game, I guess. I've never played airsoft, I've played paintball, though.
Yeah, I've been paintballing, that's fun.
I'd like to go one day.
Shane would probably cry when he got shot.
No. No, so yeah, I'm sorry. We don't have much more to say on this, that we don't have any airsoft guns, so... I guess there's your answer.
I don't know any people who do airsoft around here.
Yeah. I think that might be something more of a U.S. thing, because, you know, they're allowed to buy all sorts of guns there, but when you're a teenager, you can't buy them legally, so you have to buy the next best thing, you know?
Could be.
Maybe, I don't know.
And when he turns 18, he's going to go and buy an assault rifle.
Yeah, maybe, eh? Well, it's always good to keep a stockpile in case China decides to invade.
Yeah, because, you know, with all the people they have, we'll be able to hold them off with one assault rifle. Or two, or three, or four, or five.
Okay. I'm getting a new laptop for Christmas, and I'm curious to find out how it will run compared to my current family desktop. Here's the info. Desktop, Windows XP, 1.5 gigabytes of RAM, 2.80 gigahertz Pentium 4 processor, 74 gigabyte hard drive disk with 11 gigabytes free. New laptop, Dell Inspiron 1525 with an Intel Pentium Dual Core T3200, Vista Home Premium, 2 gigabytes of memory and 250 gigabyte hard drive. How much difference in speed will they have? Well, if it's a Pentium 4, I'm going to have to say quite a bit of difference, because even though the clock speed is slower on the newer one, it will be faster. Brad, Mike?
I have that no idea.
Pretty much sums it up, and has more RAM, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll generally be happy, just assuming you don't plan on doing any 3D gaming, because I know the current Inspiron models, like yours is an Inspiron, right?
Yeah.
They don't let you upgrade the video card anymore. You're stuck with onboard.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you want to upgrade the video card, you need to go for a Studio or XPS model.
Yeah, because mine has an NVIDIA card.
Yeah, so... That's
too bad. The Intel ones are better now than they used to be.
Yeah, but still, you're not going to do any like true 3D gaming on it.
Yeah. I think. Well, I guess most people don't do gaming on laptops anyways.
Yeah.
Like, well, RuneScape would run on it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
World of Warcraft, maybe. I don't know. Brad?
I don't know. It should do with those specs.
Yeah, requirements for World of Warcraft weren't that high.
Yeah, it was. I remember that we played that. That was almost a year ago.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Shane fell off the boat.
Who else was playing with us? It was the three of us and...
Creepy, MQ, and Connor.
Oh, okay.
I think Warren did it too. I think Warren and Connor are still playing now. They got hooked on it.
Yeah, Connor has an 80 Rogue on US servers.
Oh, really? And that's as high as it can go right now?
Yeah, but the new expansion 80 is the maximum level.
Interesting. And how long would that take?
No, it's really not. What? 1 to 80? Level 1 to level 80?
Yeah.
If you knew what you were... I could probably, if I devoted my every waking hour to leveling... I could, and again, it depends on the class. If you think the fastest leveling class, I could level 1 to 80 in about 3 or 4 weeks. But I'm a slow leveler. People could probably do it if they completely no-lifed in like 2 weeks.
Interesting. Yeah, see, I don't know. From what I got from World of Warcraft, it was a much more dynamic game than RuneScape.
Oh yeah, it's a hell of a lot more
larger.
Dynamic.
So
the game world's a lot more dynamic and larger. And
it's
a good way to completely waste your life.
I just prefer the simpleness of RuneScape.
Yeah, Chain is simple. That's what he just said. He is very simple.
See, that's even reflected in my choice of browser.
Shane, I'm sorry. Are you admitting you're simple?
No. I mean, I'm just like the minimalistic type of things, you know, like Safari, Firefox, RuneScape. Like, why have five buttons when you can only have two? You know,
Chain is simple.
That might be the title for the show.
Chain is simple.
Okay. Brad, this next question was PM'd to you, so I think it's only fair that you take it.
This is a collection of three questions. If you had a chance to meet anyone in real life on RSBNB... Hang on a second. Does he actually mean if we had any to meet anyone in real life on RSBNB, or does he mean anybody from RSBNB in real life?
Oh, that's a good question.
But I fail to see why I would meet anyone in real life and go, hey, you should sign up on RSBNB. And then make them completely lose any self-respect for me. Forget it. Let's just presume he means meet anyone from RSBNB in real life. I would have to... come on, I've got to say Mike and Shane. If I don't, it's just going to be awkward, isn't it? Yeah, Mike and Shane. I don't know. I don't like...
You should come here this summer. We'll find a place for you.
What, your basement? No, thanks, sicko. You're chained up in your basement.
No, I was thinking, like, I don't know, we could find a place for you somewhere.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, we lost Brad again.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't even know when I'm cutting out.
I don't know.
Shane laughed.
No, it doesn't. Oh, they cut out again.
Oh, for
okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
My back.
Oh, there we go again.
Oh, is it me you're looking for? God damn,
okay. Origin. Read the next one.
Okay. No, you two didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, obviously you.
Yeah, we have to say you.
There are other people too, you know, like the mod team, you know, like that whole meetup thing we're going to do, you know, one day in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, because that's the fair point. We're going to meet up on a boat.
Yep. Mike and I will come in via helicopter, you know. And then Jeff will come in parachuting down like a Chinese ninja.
Don't racially stereotype him. That's not fair at all.
Okay. Next part. Read.
Shane, if you could play any musical instrument with the greatest ability possible, what would you choose and why? I would choose guitar.
I don't know. As for me, I'd maybe say like a flute.
I'd like to be able to play the piano.
Okay. Yeah, piano's nice too.
I choose guitar.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like it's so nice to be able to say that, but when you actually sit down at the thing and try and learn it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I could
actually
be doing
maybe I choose drums.
Stuff. Yeah, drums are easy. You know, you just hit them at the right time, right?
Well, it's not easy, though. That's the same thing as like any other musical instrument. Hit the right note at the right time.
It's like saying piano. You just got to hit the right key at the right time. It's easy.
Oh, my.
Last question. What do you think of the game Fallout 3, and what do you think of the new Fallout Online expected in 2009? Fallout 3, best game ever for me. I love Jericho. Cannot wait for Fallout Online. I had two issues with Fallout 3, and one was massive and stopped me playing it. The first one is like Oblivion, because it uses the same engine. That if you look at the run, somebody flapping their legs backwards and forwards, being wheeled on a trolley. That's what running looks like. But that's easily solvable. You just don't play in third person, so I solved that. The second big issue I had with Fallout 3, this is the one that stopped me playing the game, was that the navigation on it is completely shit, especially in buildings and built-up areas, because a large portion of the map is a derelict city, and there are so many areas which it tells you you can walk through, but you can't. And there's all sort of hidden walkways, and you've got to get in via the subway. It was sort of... Fable 2 was retardedly easy to navigate because it gave you a big line saying where you had to go. That was too easy, but Fallout 3 is the polar opposite. It's too difficult to navigate, and that's what stopped me playing it.
Yeah, and all the subways look exactly the same.
Yep.
So you guys have both played Fallout 3?
Yep.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Mike?
It was all right. Like, I liked Fable 2 better, even though it was way shorter. But, like, Fallout 3 definitely has a lot of gameplay, but lots of walking, lots of boring parts, but there's also lots of fun parts, too.
Just the navigation annoyed me.
Yeah, and the weight system, how you can only carry so much.
Oh, yeah, that's... You are over-encumbered, or whatever it says.
Yeah, you gotta... always managing gear. There's too much stuff. You always gotta go back to your place, drop stuff off, or sell it. And then the merchants never have any money for them to buy your stuff.
Yeah, it's like a little too realistic. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if every merchant just had, like, limitless pockets and tons of gold.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fallout Online, I've not really heard much about it, but if it's as retarded as the console game, it won't be that good. I'm not actually sure how they do a Fallout Online. They keep saying, you know, with like the success of World of Warcraft, and they keep like saying they're going to turn every sort of RPG game that you've ever heard of into an online version. I don't see how they would all translate that well, and I can't see how Fallout 3 would translate to an MMO at all, really. So yeah,
you guys are done?
Yep, done.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, this guy didn't put his name on here, did he?
It was from Marco. The PM I got was from Marco. Questions were from Marco.
Thank you. We also got two audio questions this week, which I wasn't able to put on. Whenever you guys send in audio questions, please be sure to listen to them before you send them, because the audio level on these this week was just way too low. So please make sure that it's here, that you can hear it. I had it up on max volume, and I wasn't able to hear it, so...
You can amplify them?
Well, no, it would have. There's too much background noise in them, like humming and stuff. You know how it hums sometimes.
Oh yeah, if you removed that, it would sound like they're underwater. Then
so that's why there is no audio questions this week. Oh yeah, Warren showed me this piece of tech news earlier in the week. It says that role playing game rubs out. In Canadian rubs out hockey in Canadian online world. In a slap shot to national identity, Yahoo Canada says hockey has been unseated as the country's top online search subject. The internet search engine reports that RuneScape, a massively online multiplayer role-playing game, was 2008's most searched term among Canadians, knocking out the NHL of the lofty position it has held since 2006. On Yahoo Canada.
That's not a great thing to be proud of, Canada.
But it was number 5 on the US Yahoo.
Wow.
What's number 1 on US Yahoo?
Britney Spears. I think it is, actually.
Oh, really? How would you know that?
I saw something on... Oh. I saw some article on Dig earlier this week. I didn't dig it or read the full article, but the title was something like Britney Spears keeps place atop search engine list or something like that. I assume it was Yahoo.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's rather interesting as to how is it that more people are just playing RuneScape here, or is it related to our national demographic, or I don't know. What do you guys think?
RuneScape has taken over the world.
You know, hockey's pretty popular, and you never really hear anything about RuneScape otherwise, so it makes me wonder how this happened.
Well, what is there to look at for hockey online? Like, most of the news comes from TV.
There's the stats.
I guess, but if you want to look at those, you just go to the NHL website. You don't need to search it.
Yeah, I wonder if people do fan sites for hockey teams. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Edmonton Oilers fan site. Edmonton Oilers gossip. I don't think so. Edmonton Oilers fan club. Okay. That's enough of that. I don't think... Brad, do you do any fan sites for your soccer teams there? Or footy, as you call it?
Football, what? Do
football.
I do?
Yes.
Do I do or do people do personally?
Do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's good. But, I don't know. So there's a nice little tech story to warm your hearts about this game that this podcast is based on. Windows Vista Service Pack 2 is coming in April.
Yay.
The release candidate is coming in February, with the final RTM version scheduled for release in April 2009, which means users should see it about June, based on the fact that it comes out first as a standalone, then automatic updates. It will upgrade the search to Windows Search 4.0 for faster and improved relevancy, Bluetooth 2.1 feature pack, ability to record data to Blu-ray, adds Windows Connect Now to simplify Wi-Fi configuration.
Enables How much more can they simplify it?
I don't know. Enables the XFAT file system coordinated to support coordinated universal timestamps, which allows for correct file synchronization across time zones. Interesting. I didn't even know there was a file system called XFAT. Obviously not that major, since everybody uses NTFS, as we all know. So, I don't know, it should be interesting. Because in this, it said that Windows 7 beta is coming on January 13th. So, Service Pack 2 will probably be the last Service Pack for Vista. So, I don't know, it should
did
be
they release Service Pack 3 for XP after Vista?
Yes, they did.
So there could be more.
Well, Service Pack 3 wasn't supposed to happen. The only reason it happened was because everybody hated Vista.
Much like you, Shane. You were an
accident.
I don't
hate Vista.
No, I'm not saying you hated Vista. I said you weren't supposed to happen. You were an accident.
Oh. That's not nice. Not nice.
Wake up, Shane. I'm not nice.
Well, you're supposed to be nice. It's that time of the year when everybody's supposed to be nice.
I hate Christmas even more than most people.
So, yeah, Service Pack 2 and Windows 7. Are you going to upgrade to Windows 7, Mike, seeing as you've installed XP again?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, so I don't know if you want to fill everybody in, or maybe fill everybody in later in the What Have We Been Doing section as to your pains.
In a second, how long has Vista been out?
January 2006.
So, I guess 3 years between OSs isn't bad.
No, I don't know when it was. I forget. Shit.
You said that with quite a lot of certainty. When was it out? January 2006?
It's either January 2006 or January 2007. Oh, it was 2007. Oops.
So, Vista won't have been out a great amount of time.
Yeah. So, but in reality, Windows 7 is really called Windows 6.1, if you look at the version number.
Oh, wow. I guess
So, that's a little weird. The big version number there only changes when it's a new kernel. So it's going to be practically Vista. So I don't know. It should be interesting to see. Based on what I've heard, Windows 7 is acting is much better than Vista from people I've heard. So, yeah, we'll see. Like, lots of nice little niceties, you know? So, I don't know. I'm in the same position where it's like, oh, this is getting so annoying. Firefox, Flash, Java lag. Like, I'm just saying, because everything like that on macOS is poorly optimized. Like, that's pretty much how it was on Linux, except the Mac one is to a lesser degree. I think you'd agree, right, Mike?
Hold the phone. Are you saying something about Mac is poor?
Yes, I am. I'm not a fanboy.
There you are. You're a fanboy. You're one of these fanboys in disguise who sort of say the odd negative thing, but whenever somebody else tries to criticize, you're like, no, that's not true.
Hey, I wrote an article on that OS X will be safe for a long time. That eventually
did
it all
really?
Yes, I did. More on that later, but I think it's time to move on to the next story. Songbird, open source media player from Mozilla.
Looks just like iTunes.
Except it doesn't work like iTunes.
Yeah, well, why don't they make it work the same but look different? No, that's stupid.
Brad, did you try it?
No.
Mike?
No.
Okay, well, I'll talk a bit about it then.
Okay, I'll go to sleep.
Basically, it didn't work for me when I first right-clicked on a file and told it to open with Songbird. So that was rather discouraging. It opened, but it didn't play anything. And then I had to actually go file open to get it to play something, so that was a little disheartening. And then, of course, the user interface is a bit confusing, I find. So, I don't know. It's definitely a 1.0 product. It's a good alternative, I'd say, if you can get it to play stuff. So, I don't know, check it out. Should be mentioned that it's also fully skinnable, just like Firefox is skinnable, so won't be that long before we see some good skins for it. So, I don't know, something to definitely watch out for, I see. It's sort of like, you know, how Firefox first 1.0 wasn't that good, and then 2 was better, and you know how that works.
I don't remember Firefox 1.0.
Oh, really?
When was it out?
Oh, a long time ago. I was using Firefox when it was like at 0.7.
Hey, Shane, was it January 2006?
No. No.
According to Shane, that's when
2005.
Was...
Oh, really?
I think so.
It says,
I don't know.
Initial release November 9th, 2004.
Oh.
So I must have been using it way back then. Because I remember it being called Firebird.
Firebird, what a gay name. Thank God they changed it. Firebird. But I...
Oh, there goes Brad again. I think we should get a new microphone for Christmas.
I don't understand this, right? All my previous microphones, the headphones have gone first, but this one, the microphone's going first? This is fair. Why is it every time I'm about to get some money, they force me to shell out some more on microphone?
Oh, I said I'll send you one.
No, Shane, you just want my address.
Oh my, so yes, check out Songbird at getsongbird.com. Anyways, we should go on to rants.
I better not read any of them because of my problems. With
yes.
My microphone, not... I don't have problems with
Okay, so which one do you want?
Shorter one.
They both look the same. But you
okay,
take the
I'll
first
take...
one.
All right. I was smithing a few days ago, and I was wondering how someone would smith a longsword with a metal bar. Are they still hot, even if I haven't used them in a year? How do you expect to smith a bar when it's not put in a furnace while you're smithing? Instead of a name change, put an orange tinge around the sides and faces of the bars, enough so that you can still see the blue on the mithril bar and the green on the adamant bar. It is especially hard to smith a bar when it's not hot. The heat makes it so you can warp it into shape. And also, I'm just asking for a graphics update. If you say anything else about something else, like ruining something or having to change the rest of the skills too, I will point you to this section. It is a small update, Jagex does this all the time. Why do this one? Is it not needed? Graphics updates are not needed, yet they still do it. This might lead players into smithing, a very not-so-trained skill like all other graphics updates. Leading people the game from friends saying, oh wow, RuneScape finally got a graphics update.
And then Brad has a little comment below that.
Yeah, maybe
Brad?
I should go left unread.
Yeah, we had this rant a while back, actually. I clearly remember talking about this.
The exact same one?
Yes.
I wasn't on when we did then, because I do not remember that at all.
Let's see. Yeah, so...
Shane's just nuts.
No, I'm not nuts.
Shane is mentally unstable.
Haha, episode 173.
We had this exact same rant, did
we? Yeah.
How can you prove it was the exact same rant?
Yeah, I can, actually.
How can you prove it? How can you prove
it's
Shane?
Not the exact same rant.
But it might... of course it's not the exact same rant.
It has the first sentence that's the same. It has the first sentence that's the same, and it talks about it. It must have been edited.
No, that wasn't edited. That was how it was posted on the forum. That one I did. Shane, you're nuts.
You weren't on this one. This was 173.
So no wonder. Even if it was the same, I didn't know.
Oh, well, let's talk about it again.
Shut up. I don't think it was the same one. Usually they say when they repost, and this guy didn't have anything about, you know... Nobody's told me it's retarded yet.
Yeah, you got cut off there.
Oh, good, because I said a lot of expletives.
So, I don't know. Consensus, should they do this, yes or no?
Oh, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's been the same since RuneScape first came out. I say just leave it.
Yeah, they need to totally change skill.
Yeah, you'd have to have time when you actually smith, so it'd be kind of taken away from buying bars from the GE, you know. Instead, you'd have to heat them up or something.
Yeah, reheat the bar before you smith it to they could just make it like the glass.
Yeah.
But it what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
That's a glass blowing pipe. I was blowing you a glass orb. Anyways, what?
Never mind.
Okay, now as many of you know, the item Dragon Plate Body was released, and you need 99 Smith to repair the plate with pieces from the quest and tormented demons. Now, 99 smithing with no assist was cool, something you had to trust a mate with and earn yourself for once. Now, I read this week's update, FAQ, and wait. In addition, next week we'll be reducing the smithing requirement to level 92. You will also be able to boost your smithing stat with a tasty, spicy stew. Lowering it to 92 smithing? Come on, that's pathetic. Let's get this straight. Rune plate body, smithing level 99. Dragon plate body, smithing level 92. Don't sound right, does it? Less smithing to make a dragon plate body than a rune, and you get 2k XP for making the plate. Lowering the smith level for it less than a rune plate is pathetic. Oh, and I read something Jagex also said in this post. We believe such milestones are crucial in order to motivate and inspire all RuneScape players. In such, we are committed to consistently raising the bar and putting challenging objectives in place for all of our players. We are committed to constantly raising the bar. Why don't you change it to, we are constantly committed to lowering the bar, because that's all you're doing at the moment. And yes, I actually agree with this. It should have stayed at 99.
Oh, sorry, Shane. Did we have this rant 2 weeks ago?
No, we didn't. So, I don't know. Why do you think they did this? Because people were complaining, or what?
I have no idea. I mean,
probably.
Probably they just bowed to stupid people complaining.
Oh, that's so stupid. But what can we do? There's nothing we can do, can we?
We can complain about it.
Yeah, and they're not going to do anything.
In my experience, complaining does nothing but makes you feel better.
Okay. Like when you complained about your top hat and you had to go get 99 fishing?
Oh my god, that was the worst complaint I've ever made.
Oh, that was so fun the day I saw that was fixed.
So Somebody made a forum thread. They're like, you know, get fishing, bruh. I'm like, oh. No, I mean, somebody would have brought it to my attention, but I wasn't happy when I found out I'd have to keep to my word anyway. I did, though. That is all I have to say.
Yeah, this you cut out. Yeah,
this is becoming a joke. Forthwith.
Oh, my. We better sort this out before next week's show.
Well, I will be able to have a microphone, and next week I'll order one tonight.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, are we done with the rant?
Done.
Okay. Moving on to some other things. As I said, I've written this Informer article, which you can read at informer.rspmb.com, about the fact that pretty much every operating system is prone to some bugs eventually, and it's only a matter of time before we see OS X and maybe later on Linux to start to complain into that realm. But yeah, that's that. So also check out the other articles there, like the first ever turkeys while Gothic sleeps. So yeah, check that out. We also got a new video on the YouTube channel about a Barrows walkthrough. So if you're a mid-range level and you're wondering sort of what should I take to Barrows to do this, check out that video at youtube.com/RSBNB staff. Anyways, we should talk about Skill of the Month a bit, shouldn't we?
Gotcha.
It's Slayer this month, and 28 people signed up, and right now only about half of them plus one have XP. So RS Gamer is winning with 248k XP, second is X-Blades with 132k XP, and third, but close to fourth, is Adiv with 62k XP. So
not much competition at the start, then.
No, so we're going to see that these two in the end are going to be pretty much fighting it all out, you know? So, But I do have inside word that somebody's name who is called Paul will be staging a comeback later in the month. So everybody just watch out. It's not over until it's over.
It's not over until the fat lady sings and she's
banned. Yeah, that's right. Okay. My. Wow. Anyways, so that's that. Next week, we are going to be having quite a few audio questions, I hope, because we've got this little contest going on called Brad's Birthday Bonanza.
Yay, Brad.
So basically what you need to do is you need to send in an audio question, and whoever does the best job of singing happy birthday to Brad in their audio question will get to come on the show the following week.
Yeah, see, people always moan about there's no chance to come on the show. Well, now you have a chance. And all you have to do is kiss my ass to get it.
So just be ready to sing to happy birthday to Brad. And, of course, you must also be able to... I think we're pretty firm on our time slot, right?
Yeah, 9 p.m. GMT. I'd be able to go several hours earlier, but no later.
Yes, but... that would work for me, but I don't know if I'd be willing to get up that early.
Shane, don't be lazy. And Shane saying that makes you think, oh, well, they must be recording early. But no, we're recording at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Shane's time.
Well, no, I'm not going to get up at like 8 a.m.
Well, obviously not, but I probably won't be available to do it at 3 p.m. my time. I'll probably be out. I mean, more like 2 to 3 hours earlier, I'd be fine with.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see who submits questions. So, yes, please send your singing of happy birthday.
Hang on a second. Next week it will be the 11th we'll be recording on. The week after will be the 18th when they'll be on. So hopefully, if they're at school, they should be Christmas holidays.
Yeah, hopefully.
So they should be able to make the daytime for them.
But I know the regular schools here don't get out. Their last day is the 19th.
Oh, might be a day too early. Oh, well. So. Well, you never know how schools in the U.S. might work. They always get tons of time off. And don't they break up for summer in, like, February or something?
No. No.
Almost, no. That's the, no.
It's the end of May, isn't it?
Yeah, May. End of May. They only do that in, like, in the farming states, you know?
Got it.
Where they have to go farm the fields and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's why they do it.
No, it's
that's
not.
What I was told before by someone who lived in one of those states. I
believed it?
Dumbass. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. So what have you been up to, Brad?
I almost got... I felt a need to tell the story because I've told almost everybody on my MSN list who I talk to regularly. I was driving back from doing the shopping, which, yes, I do. I have no shame in saying that. And I'm not sure if they have them there, but here they have these things called structured roundabouts, which are basically busy roundabouts that have lights on them. And I was in the lane to turn right, and there was a...
We were at where you're turning right at the light.
Okay, I was turning right at the light. There was a bus on the inside of me that was in the lane to go straight ahead. When the lights went to green, instead of going straight ahead, the bus went right and cut basically right into me, and I had to swerve to my outside to avoid him. Luckily, there...
Luckily what?
I can't be bothered to tell this story. I almost got run over by a bus that cut me up. That's it. That was my week.
Okay.
Got to throw his pen against the wall.
You weren't hurt?
There we go. Move on.
Okay. Mike?
Not much. I've been trying some different operating systems. I tried OpenSUSE, and I didn't like that. I tried Fedora, and there's lots of problems with that. So then I went back to Ubuntu, and... Well, Flash and Java are still really crappy on that, so I just went back to Windows.
Binders. Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
What was that, Brad?
Oh, for God's sake. I can't say anything, can I?
No, not really. Anything else?
Even if there was, I couldn't say it.
No, I was asking Mike if there's anything else.
Shut up.
No. No, what have you been...
I have been doing schoolwork, obviously. And I've been farming, and I've been fire making. That's what I've been up to. So it's pretty much about that, and of course planning that show contest. So once again, those can be sent to questions@rsbnb.com. Wave or MP3, and make sure we can hear you. So if we can't hear you, then that's no good.
It really takes planning to tell people to sing "Have You Read This?" You really got to plan that, like really difficult planning that.
Oh my!
So how? Say, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign this one off now because it sounds like Brad's having real problems. So, with that said, we will see you guys all next week for Mike. Who is at forums.rsbnb.com, user ID number 3.
Hi.
And Brad, who was at saidbybrad.com. I don't know where he wants me to mention now.
I am in a place where I cannot speak.
Okay. And I am Shane from ringwire.com/Shane. So with that said, we will see you guys all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.